Rick, let's start today with signs of a stronger economy, more signs on a national level.
There are, Sandra, signs of a strengthening economy. Vehicle sales are up. That's an important indicator of people getting back to work, needing a car or truck to get there or carry their tools. Also, the Institute for Supply Management, which is the Association of Purchasing Managers around the United States, they do a survey every month which collects data from about 3,000 responding businesses. Are you going to be buying more this next 6 months? Are you going to be buying less? And based on that, actually, the services sector is showing a pretty strong uptick. So there are a couple of signs. I'd add that the trade deficit is rising. Why is that a sign of strength? It's because the U.S. economy is strengthening. People are spending more, and we're spending more on imported goods, among other things. And so because our economy is growing faster than that of our trading partners, we're buying more stuff from them than they are from us, and so the trade deficit's going up. Those are all signs of a strengthening economy, although it's kind of a mixed bag still in the employment picture.
Well, let's look at the job market, and what does that look like right now?
Well, today, Friday, is Jobs Market Friday. What we expect to hear, as you and I sit here on Thursday taping this segment, the ADP folks, used to be Automated Data Processing, now just ADP, they process payrolls for companies around the country, and they release their report on Wednesday ahead of the job market report every month on the first Friday. What ADP is telling us is that we should expect about 180,000 net new jobs in the U.S. economy, which is okay. It's not quite as good as it's been in the last several months, but it's still pretty good. And we got the initial jobless claims data that comes out every week on Thursday, and the initial jobless claims data, the four-week average is still trending downward. That average is consistent with maybe 200,000 jobs a month net gain. So overall, the jobs market continues to improve slowly. We're still not getting those 400,000 and 500,000 per month increases that we'd like to see, but it's okay.
Well, what does it look like for recent graduates? Of course, the University of West Florida, PSC, Northwest Florida State, and high schools turning out graduates recently.
They are, and you can see signs of a strengthening economy. Of course, college and university graduates enjoy substantially lower unemployment rates than do high school graduates. And in fact, we're seeing with high school graduates, we just got some data in from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They publish this data annually, and so we're looking at figures for 2013. And of course, the recession ended nationally in June 2009, and we now have data for 2010, 11, 12, and 13. And, you know, we're a counter-cyclical business here at the university. People tend to go back for more education if the job market is weak, refresh their skill set, and that's exactly what we see in the data. That in 2009, when the job market was so weak, about 70% of graduating high school seniors went on to college or university, and that's partly because the job market was so weak. And here we are now seeing the data for 2013, and we see that only 66% of high school graduates went on to college or university, largely because they are entering the job market. Now, we've also gotten data, a lot of focus in the job market these days on automation and does that displace workers on net. And the figures that we're seeing in that research indicate that older, more highly skilled, experienced workers are staying on the job longer, beyond traditional retirement age 65, and that fewer high schoolers and college students are actually working during the summers or even looking for work. They're evidently doing other enrichment activities, hopefully, although some of the skew is towards lower income families where high school students and graduates are participating less in the labor market. And so that's a disturbing trend. If we continue to see that younger people are not either going on and getting their college education or going directly into the labor market, that's going to be a problem if they don't have high earning opportunities down the road.
And just briefly, Rick, with our remaining time, you have new data on the Memorial Day holiday.
I was able to talk to some hoteliers about the Memorial Day weekend, and as you and I had discussed last week, bridge traffic was in fact down about 5.5% relative to Memorial Day weekend last year, and that's consistent with what hoteliers on the beach are saying, which is that people were still worried about the effects of the flooding here in Pensacola, and some may have stayed away for that reason. Also, they say that the LGBT community, the gay community, didn't show up in the same numbers that they have in years gone by. And so put those things together, and we do have a slight downtick in kicking off the summer season. Hopefully, we will improve as the season grows, as the economy grows. Hopefully, we'll see good business volume at Pensacola Beach and in other coastal and inland areas of Northwest Florida.
Well, hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.